now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And if you'd like to get us a question for an answer later in the show, go right to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. And we'll be happy to try and answer your question. Not on this show. We'll do it on the very next show. That being said, let's go back to our topics of the day. James, this is, again, something that's not uncommon, but we really thought we should tell you about it, folks. A millionaire is left destitute after paying her lawyers. How is that possible?
It's possible because it happens too often, all too often.
All right.
This is what we call the lawyer raiding the estate, in a sense. Anyway, Marie, she was worth $1,000,000, $1,300,000 when she suffered a stroke. And she came under the, quote, protection of the Maricopa County Arrogant. I don't want to get their protection.
Yeah, who needs it?
Today, the 88-year-old woman is destitute after a judge approved $786,000 in attorney, guardianship, and companion fees for the woman. And this was all dug up by, I guess, an investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic. Her name is Lori Roberts. The woman's one-time guardian, the Sun Valley Group, has assigned itself as the caregiver, charging $235,000 for companion care and $182,000 for guardianship duties. As an example, for instance, they were charged $32 to go to the bank, $106 to pick up hearing aid batteries, $62 to discuss a kitchen grease fire caused by their employees. And all of these things are just fake, you know. What's it cost to go to the bank? I mean, you charge
$36.
Well, this is what they did. So they end up, and the lawyer grabbed his fees. And as the writer said, the judge said, the lawyer's venomous and hateful attacks on the trustee. Now, the trustee is the thief. The guardian.
So the judge is protecting the thief.
Yeah. The judge, Lindsay Ellis, blamed Long's court-appointed lawyer, the lady, the widow's lawyer, for the once millionaire person.
Right.
For picking on or driving up costs. The lawyer said the lawyer's venomous and hateful attacks on the trustee, the guardian, and their attorneys resulted in costly litigation. Was very costly when these other lawyers got their hands on it. It is, as the writer said, as Ms. Roberts says, the court is supposed to be protecting people like Marie Long. Instead, the court is allowing a cozy group of lawyers and fiduciaries who are appointed by the court, don't forget, to help vulnerable people help themselves to a nice pile of cash. Now, this really, you know, after the money's gone, this lady is dumped onto the taxpayers as a ward of the state.
Right.
This is intolerable. And the judge for doing this, in my opinion, should be off the bench.
Right.
He's intolerable. This whole thing is ridiculous, and that just should not happen. There is nothing funny about it. I can't be funny about it. When lawyers do this, and these estates are vulnerable to lawyers where there are statutory fees that they can get, and they can raid these things, and it's just...
And a senior citizen really has no way
vulnerable.
Of protecting themselves.
Well, sometimes they need a conservator or a committee appointed to take care of them because they're getting a little, you know, they're getting a little senile, as we all
right,
do it
right.
at a certain age. I started at 21.
And now at 110.
That's right.
You're still doing okay. It must be progressing very slowly.
But truly, this should stop.
Well,
and the people should raise some kind of objection to this. They should know that this goes on. It goes on in a lot of states. And the public is unaware of it, unfortunately, because it's all within the court and the court system and this
right.
whole business.
Right.
And these are political appointments sometimes, or favors done for the people who are appointed as these guardians and trustees and everything else.
When you talk about the absurdity of all this, if someone from outer space was looking down and thinking about this is what they would say.
No sign of intelligent life anywhere.
That's
right.
There's no other way to
There's
explain it.
There's no question
it.
About it.
Well, the Supreme Court this week has upheld the federal sex offender law. Now, maybe you can just fill us in on what that law is and what the significance is of them upholding it.
Well, it means that after a person has served his or her term in prison, they can still be restricted in their conduct and activities and still can be held institutionally. Now, a lot of people said, well, gee, you serve your time,
right.
It's over. But this is such a menace to a community, to children and to everything else, that the Supreme Court sustained or upheld this finally. It is determined 7-2 that you can give this additional, if you will, sentence in a sense. It means that a civil commitment of these prisoners is made if you prove to the judge that the individual suffers from mental disease or abnormality or would have serious difficulty in refraining from sexual or violent conduct.
Okay.
Fortunately, my age, they'll never get me.
Right.
But I can't do anything but refrain.
That's true.
But and from child molestation, and it's a serious thing, and it's a questionable thing. I mean, you know, there is something to be said for the guy. You send a guy to prison for 15 years. After it's over, is he still imprisoned? Well, the court said 7-2. Yes, you can do it in this particular circumstances.
Case.
If and the burden is upon the state to show that the individual is a threat to society, is an endangerment to children or to this, or that he can't control his sexual propensities. For instance, Tiger Woods, Al Gore, governor of South Carolina.
They haven't been convicted of any of these
things. The one who
went
on the Appalachian Trail instead of looking for an Australian tail, as a fellow put it to me.
Oh.
And those kind of sexual maniacs are floating around, holding office, and partly running our country, which I think is a wonderful thing.
Yes, it's just it's delightful.
So these are the things they've done. And
now, it's interesting, there was a 7-2 vote. They usually don't. They usually split
5-4. They also usually split. Don't split. There's a lot of cases that just go through as routine. And
right.
I don't say routine because nothing goes to the Supreme Court as routine. But a lot of it is 9-0, 8-1. I mean,
right. Because you never hear about those because those aren't controversial.
Well, they're not controversial. I mean, pretty much, it's pretty clear the way they're going to rule if they're going to reach a result. Different from...
Does it say in your report who voted against it?
No, they didn't.
It doesn't.
The sevens, the lopsided 7-2 result in the case suggests that federalism is no longer a high priority within the High Court's conservative wing.
What does that mean?
That means federalism, that you leave a lot to the states.
Federalism
means it's a fancy word for states' rights.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Well, it seems you have summed it up so nicely that we're going to get another little short intermission here so the folks who are carrying the show can pay for it. Because what about the fees?
What about the fees?
Exactly. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.